unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got kicked in the grass.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 540. Yes, we are in the 40s now. See, even Alexa said happy being in the 40s. It's April 29th, 2024. And it is currently 77 degrees and sunny outside of the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios, where it is 28 days until Memorial Day. We better get that party started. It's also 185 days till Halloween and only 240 days until Christmas. I can feel it, feeling in the air. I just want to go gift shopping. Oh, we should start adding how long till Pride. Because we're going to have some amazing Pride shows.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were like saying we were going to go to Pride.
Oh, please, no. I mean, if I could walk around more and I, you know, didn't feel like I was going to have to stand there and be ignored every time the person that I go with, you know, is like meeting him, greeting his 4,000 people and doesn't bother introducing me or acting like I'm even there, you know, that type of thing.
Don't forget the hot pavement and the sun barreling down on everything.
Not to mention all the people who, you know, introduce themselves and say, oh, hi, and don't know my name after I've met them, I don't know, 40 times over the last 40 years, something like that. Anyway, I'm not bitter. Patreon offers folks this a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and so much more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Universe, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBerlingame to find out how you can support all the work that we do for as little as a dollar a month. It is time for today's affirmation, and it's a great one this time. Please center yourself. If you're driving, keep driving. Just listen. Take a deep breath. And release. I have lots of energy and enjoy getting my life in order. Well, I don't know about the energy part, but the rest of it, I do. I just never really get to that end goal. But you know what I learned in my death and dying class? I had a wonderful, wonderful teacher who had worked with the Kubler-Ross. And he taught us that when you die, there will always be work in your inbox. Basically meaning you're never going to get everything done to just be like, okay, I can go now. So you don't have to work. Is the point?
I don't.
No. Okay. Well, we had a lot of stuff happen in history. So we're just going to hit the headlines. In 2011, Britain.
Hey, don't hit them. Just read them.
Oh, hey, you picked that up from me, you copy.
It's a running gag now.
In 2011, Britain's Prince William weds Kate Middleton. In 1992, riots erupt in Los Angeles after police officers are acquitted in the Rodney King trial. In 1429, Joan of Arc I don't know why that sounds weird. Joan of Arc. Yeah, okay. Relieves Orléans. Could have phrased that better. Just saying. In 1945, the U.S. Army liberates Dachau concentration camp. In 1974, President Nixon announces the release of the Watergate tapes. How timely. In 1968, Hair premieres on Broadway. Wow. I mean, wow. That's pretty timely, huh? I thought it was more of a 70s thing. I didn't realize it was 68.
What the movie was.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's probably okay. I can see why. All right.
Did I tell you my parents took me to see
I
Hair? Let me
yes,
tell you that, yeah.
did.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was
I would have
shocking.
been like, wow, huh? 1945, Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun marry.
Did you know that Joan of Arc had the Lord to guide her? But she was a sister that really cooked.
I heard that. I had heard that somewhere. And then there was something about Lady Godiva did something too. I think invented chocolate.
Sure, that was probably it.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see if we celebrated any holidays. Well, holidays that would be today, anyway. Today is the Day of Remembrance for all victims of chemical warfare. Oof, that's a tough one. Well, we have now celebrated that simply by remembering and being aware of that. Oof. International Dance Day. Did you dance?
I have not.
You can dance if you want to. I mean, you can leave the world behind. Anyway, it's also National Peace Rose Day, National Rugula.
Was
I am pronouncing that right, aren't
that rugula or arugula?
No, this is Rushlach. Rugula. I took a guess. I don't know. I don't know. It's also Shrimp Scampi Day, so it sounds lovely. Viral Video Day. Done that before. Oh, you know what? I liked a I made a comment on Alexander Skarsgård fans Instagram, and it went viral. It's the first comment I've had that ever got that many likes. Okay. Also, we jumped the world.
How many lights was it?
It was over 200, which for that page is like
Okay,
viral.
that's not
Now,
viral.
in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't like a million, but for
Now,
that page.
I posted my grandmother's picture on her birthday, and that got over 26,000 views, likes.
Likes?
Likes, and I got like, there were like 200, what do you shares?
That's amazing. You know, when we did the first big gay sex show, we had over 1 million downloads. I win. No, but your grandmother was somebody famous, right?
Sure. So whose
Well,
birthdays are this week?
now hold on. You know, Nephi is actually kind of obsessed with your grandmother and wishes that you would talk more about all
Yeah.
that.
I don't know much about it, so that's my whole thing.
I still.
And you're being rude, so I'm gonna we should move on.
How am I being rude?
Well, I said, I was talking about viral, and then you had to one-up me and then say I.
Well,
So
jokingly
that's
one
fine.
up you. I mean, that was like 100 years ago, but yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, it is also World Wish Day. What would be your world wish?
Peace.
Oh, like English mushy peas or nope. Okay. Zipper day. Oh, you know what? I had to fight with zippers today because you know what I got our dog Kaya. She's having some trouble jumping up on the big bed now, so I got her some doggy stairs. Now I just have to teach her to use them.
And they have zippers.
Yeah, because they're actually they have kind of storage areas in them, but then to hold them together, they zip up the side, and I had to kind of fight with them this morning to get them to work. But they're kind of cool. So, all right, that's it. We'll see you next time. No, okay.
Okay. Bye. Love you.
Yeah. All right. We do have some birthdays, I believe. Starting with happy birthday, Paul, who is raising money for the Rainbow Chamber Foundation. Oh, that's lovely. Actually, they're a pretty good organization. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Kelly, Carmel, Shay. Oh, that's coming up. I thought I forgot my cousin's birthday. Okay. Joanna, Adam. Oh, Donna Sugar's birthday is coming up.
I know. Isn't
Also,
it like tomorrow? Tomorrow, the next day?
day after tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have Power Listener Gar, and we have Listener Tom and Dan and Daryl, who we got to work with on several productions. Oh, we have Miguel, DJ, Philip, Rob. Oh, that actor, Rob Lindley. Brennan, Dean, Paula. Oh, Paula's my stepmother. Oh, my goodness, my stepmother's birthday's coming up. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Amazon. Kathy and Lane. Power listener Lane. Happy birthday, everybody. So we did have something in the feedback. Sean says people who have destination weddings shouldn't be upset if people can't make them. If they need to have their weddings in expensive, far-flung places locations so badly, they should cover the expenses for anyone they really want to be there. Absolutely. I like
True.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just like I said, it's just really rude to expect that you're going to spend $5,000 to $10,000 on a destination wedding that's not yours. I don't
Absolutely.
care. I don't care how good of friends you are. That's a lot of money for people to shell out. You know, some people, that's a year's worth of money.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, what I was
Yeah,
referring to.
or you can just, do like my friend didn't, or just leave me out of it. But I
Which
was
is
there for my other friend and he bought me sushi. Was very lovely.
yeah, at the wedding this weekend, I did let my niece know that if for some reason she could not fulfill her duty as the the reverend, I could step in, and I even have my certificate online in my on my computer. So
That's very cool. That's very cool.
she says, "Thank you, thank you, but I think I can make this." Okay,
Yeah.
just knowing you, I'm backing you up if you need
Yeah.
it. Yeah. By the way, my nephew, Sean's sister's child, he's like 16, 17 years old, and he has got the best fucking hair on his head. I
Really?
mean, it's I don't know how he does it. It's well, I do know how he does it. It's super long and super full in the on the top portion, and it basically is kind of like what Trump does. You know, you just kind of turn it into a hair dessert is what it looks like. You know, it's got
Yeah.
poofing and it's got peaks and oh my God, because the wedding was for my nephew, but it was in the town where his nephew lives, so.
Oh.
So we got to see the whole family this
Oh,
weekend.
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. All right. Chub hugs. Well, first off, we want to send a super huge chub hug out to Steve in Scotland, whose mom is having some health issues, and he's really kind of going through it with all that. So we want to send him a lot of love. And what else you got?
Well, Moose P. who got some great deals this weekend on weightlifting equipment.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
And it was because like on Tuesday, Thursday, he's like going, okay, and I think it was Friday. It's either Friday or Saturday. It was this big sale. And so he goes, okay, I'm really excited about this. I got to get cash because it's cash only. And then he goes, oh, afterwards, he goes, oh, it was really fun. And I'm like, no, it's not just really fun. I need information. What
Right.
yet? And then he told me what he got, and then posted pictures of it too. So that was cool.
That was very
But
cool.
he got a huge deal on this equipment, because they know that that not a lot of people have home gyms, so
Right.
they know that if they're going to screw somebody, they're going to screw the gyms themselves by selling them too expensive of equipment. But oh well, we'll get use out of it. It doesn't matter, but when you can get a good deal on some home stuff, it's really good. So
Definitely.
hugs out for that, and hugs out for posting the pictures too, because that was really exciting this morning when it was posted.
Right. Did you see the picture that Kathy Bacon posted of herself when she was in school?
I did not see that.
Oh my God, she was so cute. And this was like high school. And then Moose posted a picture of himself on that thread when he was in high school. So adorable. Those two. Makes me jealous. I don't have any pictures of myself in like the high school years. Of course, I didn't go to high school, but the point is, I don't have any pictures of myself in those years, period. So, anyway, all right. Well, let's talk about celebrity deaths. Sonia Christopher, the first person voted out a survivor, died at age 87. We have Marla Adams, the daytime Emmy-winning actress known for playing Dina Abbott's Mergeron, okay, on the long-running CBS soap opera The Young and the Restless. She died April 25th at 85. Mike Pinter, who was the founding member and keyboardist of the progressive rock band The Moody Blues, died April 24th. He was age 82. And Terry Carter, the groundbreaking actor, documentary filmmaker, and newscaster with screen credits like Battlestar Galactica, McCloud, and Foxy Brown, died April 23rd at 95. I remember him in Battlestar Galactica, and he was pretty damn cool. So, all right. A somber Prince Edward put on a brave face as he stepped out for the major royal duty, after being disappointed by a snub from his brother, King Charles III, earlier this week. Edward and his wife, Duchess Sophie, were hoping to be recognized for their recent stepping up for the king while he and his daughter-in-law, Princess Kate Middleton, undergo cancer treatment. However, when the monarch, 75, announced on April 23rd his official new royal appointments, nowhere on the list was his youngest brother. And he actually released some high honors to a few people. So it was kind of a disappointment, especially since Edward really has stepped up quite a bit. Anyway, there was actually, they were talking about how King Charles is a little bit freer with handing out titles and appointments, whereas Elizabeth was a little bit tight with those. All right, Bachelor Nation's Nick Viall is now a married man after marrying Natalie Joy. Viall, 43, and Joy, 25, tied the knot in a wedding ceremony at her family's 300-acre farm in Georgia on the 27th. People reports. The 170 person guest list included Bachelor Nation's Jared Hibon and Ashley. These people have normal names. Lecanetti or Iocanetti, one or the other.
No,
And
you say Ashley I.
what's that?
Just say Ashley I.
Oh, that works. And then Ben Higgins, while Victoria Fuller was Joy's maid of honor. After let's see, other reality stars, including the Vanderpump Rules, Kate Maloney, and JoJo Siwa, were also in attendance. The newlyweds were first linked in 2019 when they went public with their romance in early 2021. Weeks after the news broke of their relationship, they revealed that they first connected when with Joy after she slid into his DMs. And I can see why, because I think Nick is really cute. But that means that when they started dating, he was 38 and she had just turned 20.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't understand who would, with that kind of age gap, I mean, who would do
I don't know.
that? All right. Well, happiness to them, and we want to talk about, well, what Tom wants to talk about.
Well, I finished Fallout.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
Well, I'll tell you that last episode had a lot of surprises.
Yeah.
I loved Mom,
Right.
she was that's pretty funny. And just how just how Maximus is now going to be called the the killer, even though he didn't.
Right.
How would you it's like you got to take credit for it, and but now he's going to be like the leader of the bad guys,
Yep.
and then you've got Uncle Billy running around with the girl now wherever they're going, and the dad jumped away on a his space suit, and he's hopping like the Hulk. It's just it was a lot to take, a lot to
It
take.
was really good though, and I'm looking forward to season two.
Well, that's what I as we were watching the last episode, I go, now remember, we're probably not going to get a lot of answers because there is a season two. We got a lot of answers, so.
Yes. And see, that is what I like. They left enough open for what's going to come next, but they answered everything we needed to know to make us satisfied with the show.
Well, and the also the episodes leading up to it were not bullshit,
Right.
which well, I was happy about because I got tired of so many of these shows that, well, like Halo, that nothing happens until the eighth episode.
Right. And I also like that the jumping back in time stuff, and then of course we find out the different timelines at the end, which was interesting. No spoilers there for anyone that hasn't seen it. But it wasn't boring to jump back in time. There was a point to it. And I appreciated that because normally when we on episode three, when we jump back in time and see a whole bunch of shit that we're like, what the fuck is this? I get irritated with it.
Let's see. So you think you can dance this week? The episode tonight will be the top six because last week we did Broadway and we got the top eight. So we'll see what happens. On the new episode, I didn't watch the Conners. There was no new Abbott Elementary. There's no new Ghost. Let's see, American Idol. They got down to the top 10 last week. So last night they had to get down to the, I believe the last that they went down to top eight, which I have not watched yet today. But and then tonight they have another episode, so that's what down to the top six. It's working fast. It's really
Nice.
going so. Survivor this week, I was drinking, so I don't remember exactly what happened, but
Okay.
I remember it was another They're just every week, they change their mind constantly on who to fuck out, fuck over, and it was a crazy one. Let's see, Masked Singer, they got rid of another new person, well, another person. They're doing their C-section. I guess that's the right term. Well, they have A, B, and C, and so this is the last one where they bring it down to the last few. Top Chef, I'm really worried that Manny's not going to make it.
He
Just,
seems to be floundering a bit.
yeah, I mean, he did really well the first week, and since then he's, been a power bottom. And I don't know where that's going to, how he's going to. But then I'm thinking, you look at the people who are celebrities off of that, and sure, you got Michael Beltaggio and Richard Blaze, and you got Tiffany,
Haddish.
I can't remember her last name. You've got a few that won and have gone on to be, like celebrity chefs. But you look at the ones that got, Carla, she was number two or three, and
And I
she's
love her.
huge. You just have these different people who have have placed in, top five, top 10, and still have gone on to have really great careers. So Manny, I think, has the personality that he's going to be like Fabio. Remember Fabio back in the day?
Oh, yes.
Be that handsome foreigner with the accent. And yeah, I think he'll do fine outside of the situation, but I worry about him finishing it.
Yeah.
And this week they did bring in the two people from Last Chance Kitchen, and neither of them went home, so that was fun. But the one who went home was the girl I thought was going to win the whole thing. Have you watched it yet?
Not yet, but I
Okay.
think I know who you're talking about, and
It's
wow.
shocking. It is shocking. So let's see. I started watching MasterChef Junior because Hulu kept saying, I really want to watch this, so I'm all caught up there. And there's a new show called 24 and 24, and that's where they have 24 chefs and competing against each other. And the 24 hours that it goes, they don't stop. The show doesn't stop. They are constantly cooking, unless they win if they win the round, then you get a round of rest. But otherwise, these people are supposed to stay up 24 hours and constantly working. And I think the last episode is hour six to eight, and these people are not having a good time. It's just it's rough. It's
That
really
sounds
rough for them.
interesting.
Yeah, and so it's kind of fun to see who can hold up under those kind of the situation. That's like with RuPaul, or with any of these competitions, you have to be well-rounded. You have to be able, to handle any situation that comes at you, because the one week that you flounder is the week you go home. And that's kind of fun. And I did go to a wedding, like I mentioned earlier, this week, Friday. We went down there on Friday. Well, went to Chico on Friday, and that's where my nephew Ryan and his wife Mia met in college. And like I said, Sean's sister and mother lived there. So on Saturday morning, we went out and had lunch with them, and then the wedding was that night, and it was really beautiful. They had it in a house, like an old, it's not a, I really wouldn't call it a mansion, in the sense of what we kind of fantasize mansions being, but it was this large lot, and it had nice grounds all around, enough that you could house 50 people in chairs on the front lawn, and then 50 people on the side yard for serving food. And then they also had three outhouses, not outhouses, but like mother-in-law cottages. So the parents of the bride and groom could stay on the property, as well as the second floor was four bedrooms, so that housed the bride, the groom, my niece, who was the reverend, and her fiance, and then their some of their friends. So it was like a night, a fun sleepover night. And then on the bottom floor had, I mean, it's a large house, but I wouldn't call it a mansion. It even had this really cool basement where they had the bar, and they hired a bartender, and he was down there. I wasn't going down there because my Achilles tendon is killing me. So I was, if I could avoid stairs at all, was. So Sean, I need, get me a drink, and he'd run down and get it for me. But yeah, it was a really nice wedding, and location was really beautiful. So it was fun. But it was nice. We got, I told Sean, I go, well, this is great, because now we've got ourselves covered for at least the next 6 months, but for both families. So yeah, we're talking, Thanksgiving, the next one we need to worry about.
And
It was,
your allergies were not.
oh yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. Yeah, I had my inhaler with me the whole time. But then I started getting congested, and it was fun. Outdoor weddings, yay. But and the food was actually pretty good too. The cake was good as well. Yeah. So
Nice.
yeah. It
Cool.
was fun. Otherwise, that's kind of it for my week, because I mean, that took up 3 days, so yeah.
Well, you already talked about Top Chef, which I haven't caught up with yet, and I have not caught up with the final spring baking show, and there's, I believe, only one episode left, so I'll have to catch up on that this week. Let's see. So my week has been centered around several different projects, including it is the big day of giving again. So I am working a lot on that. Also catching up on some other projects and working on publishing my poetry book. I wrote a lot of poetry in my 20s and early 30s, and So, Nephi, actually, when he put out his poetry book, which is called Unguarded, and if you want a copy of that, just go over to Amazon.com and look up Unguarded by Nephi Ferguson. It is a really, really good collection of work. And then, of course, I just helped put out his late partner's re-release of Bipolar Blues, which is another poetry book. And it has inspired me to pull together my old collection of work and get it together. So working on that, and then also kind of working on some little plays and House Arrest. Still doing the editing for that one and trying to get it going again and finished. So that's been a lot of my focus. I haven't watched much TV, but I did manage to watch a couple more episodes of Star Trek Discovery season 4 because I'm really looking forward to watching 5, but I do kind of want to binge it. So as they are releasing it episodically, I'm trying to avoid all the spoilers. But it's just such a damn good show. It's sad that it's leaving. Star Trek shows should get 7 seasons. They just should. So anyway, so Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver.
Which is a movie, not, it's a movie, not the series.
That's true.
Yeah,
And
different.
so we talked about the first one, the first Rebel Moon movie, and we liked it from
No,
what
it
all.
wasn't a movie. Remember, it was a series, wasn't it?
No,
God, it seemed like it went on forever.
I know it did, but it was a movie,
Wow,
and
okay. Wow, it's a reaction.
we watched that, and but anyway, this is part 2, which is a movie, and it is They gave it the Scar Giver, which they tried to make it work during the movie. And frankly, the whole Scar Giver thing, I'm like, that's really just falling flat. It's a scar. Now, if you talked about like, the gatekeeper or the harbinger or something like that, ooh, but the Scar Giver, girl. Anyway, it was fun. The action was really fun. The non-action was so formulaic. I mean, not, and that's not to say that it didn't work and that it wasn't a good watch, but it was so formula. It was just like you could count what you just knew everything that was going to happen next. But the action, especially toward the end, was really good and definitely worth the watch. If you like the sci-fi type movies, give it a watch, but watch part one first. You can, if it's on Netflix, so you can speed it up a little bit and then watch part two, which, you don't need to. I've also watched the entire series of the Dead Boy Detectives, which is from the Sandman universe of comics, and it is really good. It's really good. It's really fun. They've got a great cast. It's quirky. It's silly. It's so gay, like a lot of gay, and definitely worth a watch. So if you like that kind of quirky, offbeat humor type stuff with a lot of action and kind of ghost paranormal stuff, you're gonna love it. Have you started watching it yet?
No, I was at a wedding.
No, true. But this week, if you can squeeze it in your schedule, give it a watch. I think you'll like it. And then after that, I watched the Duran Duran documentary on Netflix, and it's only an hour long, so you're not stuck for 2.5 hours going, okay, get to a point. It was really fun. It was interesting to see they really open up about all the ways that all the stuff that happened behind the scenes when they broke up into, Arcadia and whatever the other band, power station. And then when they came back together, they've just released like their 18th studio album or something like that. Anyway, it's a good watch. And of course, Simon Le Bon has always been of interest to me. I love his voice. And that's pretty much all I got to talk about this week.
Oh, and I did want to mention I started watching the Circle. It's back on new season on Netflix.
I don't. Have I
It's
watched
such
that?
a, well, it's so funny because at the beginning I'm really not liking these people, and
No.
now I it's not that I don't like them or I do like them, but I'm having fun watching their demise. So, and then they had a big cliffhanger, and we're like, "Where's the next episode?" And they go, "Oh, it comes out May 1st." It's like, "Fuck you, fuck you."
Yeah, there's another series that did that recently that I'm gonna have to, I don't know if I've watched that or not, because sometimes after a while they blend for me, so I'll have to go see. All right, well, let's jump into advice. My girlfriend and I have been sick with the flu, and she wanted me to take care of her, which I understand. She was hungry, and I offered her DoorDash or Uber Treats food. She said she wanted pho or soup, but wouldn't specify what type or where she wanted it from. I told her multiple times I'd get her whatever she wanted to just order it on my phone, and she never did. I ended up ordering myself food and asked if she wanted anything from where I got it, and she said no. Then she proceeds to be mad at me for not getting her food or taking care of her. Am I the asshole?
Yeah. Okay. If you guys are enough in a relationship, if you know each other well enough, you should know that there's one person who falls apart when they're sick, and the other person that, kind of makes it through and they're fine.
But
You
which
know,
are you?
I fall apart because
Oh,
usually,
really?
I'm usually sick for it. Well, in the old days, if I got sick, I was sick for 2 weeks.
Hmm.
Every
Yeah,
time I
yeah,
got
yeah.
sick, And Sean is he goes, I feel kind of bad. I'm gonna lay down. And he sleeps for like 2 hours and wakes up and he's fine now.
Bitch.
Yeah. And
Good.
so he knows that if I go, can you get me some pho or some soup? He'll get me it. He'll get something and go, here it is. And if I go, oh, I was hoping for the other thing, which I wouldn't do, then I'm the asshole. But if he gets, he should have just gotten her some pho. It's right up the street, and then brought it home. And then, because she wanted soup. And then, but you don't order, and then he orders from another place and still doesn't bring her food, even though she said she didn't want it now because he didn't want to get the, I don't know. They're sick. You're dealing with sick people. You're
Well,
dealing
they're
with
both
people.
sick.
Yeah, but he's not that sick.
How do you know?
You can see it. Oh, I'll do, I'll do whatever I'll get her whatever she wants. Well, unless I have to make a decision between soup and pho.
I'm so sick, I can't think. If you want something here, order it from my phone, I'll pay for it.
Right.
Just tell me what you want, I will order it and pay for it. No. See, that's the thing. It's like I understand, because I am always the one. Well, my mom has been a few times when I was really super sick, but for the most part, whenever somebody else is sick, I'm the one that's got to be the caretaker and take care of all this. So I would just order the shit. If they wanted something, I would figure out what they wanted. I'd probably order two or three different types if I could afford it. To just cover the bases here. You've got food, whatever. So I get that point. But I hate that passive aggressive, like, no, I don't want anything. It's
She's
like, no,
sick.
just say, and I've had to work. I've actually had to work with people very close to me. I'm not going to say who, with that, stop doing that. If you want something, you have to tell me. And then I'll take care of it. But don't do that whole shit with it. It's irritating.
Yeah, it is, but that's your girlfriend. She does it all the time, not just when she's sick.
No.
You should also realize that she's just being herself, get over it and,
Yeah.
let her suffer through and then
Yeah.
she'll be over it and it'll all be done. But yeah, you've got to know the people you're with as well.
Exactly. And if you're, yeah. And so this is a lesson to him that in the future, just order her something. But
Absolutely.
I don't think he's necessarily the asshole. I just think it's a
Well, what you're
situation.
saying, she's the asshole?
No, I don't think either of them are the asshole. I think they're just both sick.
Okay.
And now he's learned. He needs to just order.
Hopefully he's learned.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Or she, this could have been a woman writing too, so who knows? Anyway,
Well,
hey Chubbs, Timothy asks, would you ever go to space?
I only if that was the last alternative.
Okay. I understand that. You know what? If it were safe travel, not like the SpaceX and stuff like that, but if
Okay,
it were something.
no. It's obviously safe. Otherwise, people like you and I wouldn't be going on it anyway. So stop. You don't have to give that class,
Okay, so yeah, if it were safe, yeah, I would go. I'd want to see what else was out there. I'd probably freak out a little bit, but yeah, hell yeah.
You're going to put on that suit?
But well, if it's that safe, then we don't need the suit.
Yeah,
We're
you're
just in a
going
big plane, right?
sure.
Yeah.
With paid anyway.
Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, what's your favorite kind of cheese?
One not made with milk.
Yeah, I know you're not a cheese person. You like nut cheese, right? The cashew
Well,
cheese.
more like oil-based cheese, like American
Okay, yeah.
Velveeta.
Gotcha.
Not real cheese, but not nacho cheese.
Mine would be Swiss, actually. I really like Swiss cheese.
Oh, look, the oh, okay. Let's do the third one because this is going to be hilarious.
Okay. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, what brand of coffee do you use?
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, I like a good Starbucks Frappuccino, but other than that, I don't drink coffee really either. So,
So you it has to be a dessert for you.
yeah, pretty much.
And for me, it's no.
Now, when my dad was alive and he would make a pot of coffee or something, I would have a thing of coffee, but I would have to drown it in sweetener and milk to chug it down.
And I also don't like the way coffee makes me want to poop.
There we go. At least we got one reference in. Hey, what's in your lunchbox? Mr. Moose wrote in with some amazing photos, which you can see by going over to the Chubbs Gone Wild remote Facebook group, facebook.com/ChubbsGoneWild. He sent in a meatball sub, ground beef and pork mozzarella, house-made marinara, side of hand-cut fries with sea salt, rosemary, and parmigiana. So good. And it looks it. It
Yeah,
really looks it.
who was it? Somebody used to do meatball sandwiches where the meatballs were like the size of baseballs.
Yeah, I
And
don't
it's like,
know.
no. They've got to be smaller. So you
Yeah.
get multiple meatballs on it, not just one big one
Right,
or
yeah.
two big ones. I want multiple. So this is good. This looks
I
good.
don't want to ball in every bite. Anyway, next up, banana rolls, fried, crispy, and delicious. That's amazing. I would love to try those. I'd like to know what's in them.
Please, Moose, tell us what's in. I've never heard of
What's in
these.
your banana roll?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then we have curry chicken, Chinese style. Absolutely beautiful. It looks like the inside of a pot pie. Was
Well,
beautiful.
I love the shaved chicken because
Yeah.
that's so authentically Asian, and it immediately, it's, and then you. The peas, it just looks so good. The
It
shaved
really does.
carrots, oh my God. Oh.
And then this was quite beautiful as well. Made breakfast for my husband. The omelet decided to fall apart as I flipped it. Tried to salvage, but the inside stuff just had to sit on top. Oh well, that's the thought that counts. And there's bacon too. He liked it cooked more than me. He likes it cooked more than me. I want it floppy and he wants it crispy. Opposites attract. I don't care if that's a fall apart version. I would eat it. It looks fabulous. And I like my eggs more done. If
I
there's
think
any like
he
slime
was
type
referring to
stuff on it.
bacon. He was referring to bacon.
Oh, he's referring to bacon. Oh, I love Kathy Bacon. No, actually my mom likes it super, super crispy, and I like it like just past, like where the fat's rendered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
I
it cooked, but I like it a
well,
little
and
crisp.
it also for me it depends on the style of the bacon, like thick cut bacon. I like better because the very thin stuff just goes from okay to too crispy,
Yeah. Have
and
you seen at Winco that they have thick cut bacon for like under $5 for?
no, but I will look for it.
Yeah, they've got quite a bit. It's really good.
But I like this idea. I like the idea of a deconstructed, omelet.
Yeah.
Because then that way you can work with getting little bits of everything on every bite.
That's true. The only thing that I wouldn't do is I wouldn't do onions in my omelet.
Of course not. I would.
You
But
would, yeah.
I would have two pieces of slices of American cheese melted on top of that.
Now I'd like green onion in it because I love green onion in scrambled eggs. But okay. All right, next up, is a photo of my beautiful sliced pot roast. Well, a piece of it. It just came out lovely and has some red potatoes there with it. And I just am very proud of it. Yum. And then Tom has something.
Yeah, this was we were it was weird because we're like, well, what do you have? And we had these smaller tortillas. So and I don't like tortillas that aren't a little bit on a little cooked, just kind of warm them up. So I threw them down in the pan, and then I flipped them, put cheese, a little bit of cheese in the middle of all of them, and then I just got these new taco trays, that these laid into, and you just kind of take it, lay it into it, and fill them up and eat it. It was so simple, so easy. And that we had done pulled pork a couple days before, so we had the pulled pork and with the cheese, the avocado, and onions, and then the hot sauce with the top. Really easy and really fast. I could eat this anytime. These were so good. And then you could even supplement with different kinds of meat. If you have chicken, you could do some chicken. If you have pot roast, you could do it with the pot roast. Lots of things.
It looks really, really good.
And yeah, they were very tasty. I was really happy with them.
Well, we have Phoenix Dave wrote in and he sent some beautiful, beautiful, just so good photos. Hubby cooked barbecued pork ribs, pork chops, and for side dishes, he made deviled eggs and squash with onion and wonderful dessert sauce. Absolutely wonderful. Love the show as usual and love both of you. Aw.
So
Well,
sweet.
I know. And thank you for sending those in. Those look so good. You
Sean
know,
would
I
just.
haven't had a really good pork rib, or I mean, a good beef or pork rib in so long.
Oh, well, I'll have Sean smoke some for one of the parties.
Oh, that would be really awesome. My
But
father used to try, but he has never
Sean would
been
take the squash mixture that he
authentic.
made, and he would just eat that. I mean, he would he's not a pork chop person. I am, but he does like the spare ribs, and the deviled eggs would be gone, so that's not a problem.
Oh yeah, the deviled eggs. I would have a hard time not just eating them all. Okay, Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And find Tom's other podcasts at swannerandjudd.com. Find Matt's books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And when you're done with all of that, you can give us a call at
408-69 chumps.
that. Yay! Yes, Queen. Right. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget that you can send us anything for the lunchbox, the Hey Chubbs questions, advice questions, anything for our
Big
feedback.
picks.
What's that?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, yeah. That too. Well, I mean, hey, and you can send it all to us at I'll get there. ChubsGoneWild@gmail.com. And don't forget to go join our Facebook group if you haven't at facebook.com/chubsgonewild and check out all the photos that we were just talking about. All right, we love you. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.